stuff.
Blog Talk Radio.
What Apostle?
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another day. I'm Apostle Dr. John Newsom. I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Christian Center Church International at 984 Reverend B.J. Lewis Drive here in Houston, Texas. Come by and worship with us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 p.m. I'd love to see your face in the place. Hello, Apostle. How are you doing today?
I'm blessing you.
I'm doing good. God is good. And I tell you, he's an awesome God. And I like to say hello to everyone who's listening all around the world.
Amen.
Well, if you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles with me to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. The scripture says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." The message God has given me tonight for you is how to make your way prosperous and have good success. How to make your way prosperous and to have good success. That word prosper is salak, salak in Hebrew, and it means to push forward. It means to succeed. It means to prosper. It means to break out. To break out. If you're in poverty, to prosper means to break out. If you're sick, prosper means to break out of that sickness, lack, sickness, and disease. It's the source of such success is God. The source of such success is God. How to prosper, how to make your way prosperous and have good success. That's the message tonight. Do you want to prosper? Do you want to have good success? Well, it's right here in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. How to make your way prosperous. It's not going to happen automatically. There's something that you and I must do in order to have prosperity, to make our way prosperous, and to have good success. Number one. We're going to have to speak the word. Speak the word only. Speak the word. Speak the word only. We're going to have to stop speaking a lot of foolishness out of our mouths. We're going to have to speak the word. The scripture says here in Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not," don't let it depart out of your mouth. In other words, don't stop speaking it. Don't stop speaking this book of the law, which is the word of God. Don't stop speaking it. So number one, how to make your way prosperous and have good success is speak the word. Don't let this book of the law depart out of your mouth. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21 tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Turn to Proverbs chapter 18 and look at verse 21. The scripture says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Whatever you're speaking, you're going to have to eat it. Whatever you're speaking, you're going to have to experience it. Whatever you're speaking is going to manifest in your life. And that's why God tells us if we want to make our way prosperous and have good success, we need to speak the word of God. Turn to John chapter 6. And let's read verse 63 and 64. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus says, they are spirit and they are life. That's why we need to speak the word of God. Because words of the flesh, anything spoken that's not the word of God, is flesh. And the scripture tells us right here that it profited nothing. It profits us nothing. We will not advance. We will not prosper. We will not increase in life because speaking foolish words is flesh, and it profits you and I nothing. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If you want to have the God kind of life, that word life is Zoe, the God kind of life. And you know that in heaven, it's fabulous in heaven. It's magnificent in heaven. The God kind of life is the abundant life, life full of peace and prosperity and health and wealth. That's the type of life that we will experience by speaking the word of God. We're talking about how to make your way prosperous and have good success. This message is going to show you, and God's going to show you how to prosper. He's going to show you how to have good success, and that's what he's doing. Number one, he tells us we got to speak the word. We got to speak the word. To be prosperous means to advance. It means to make progress. It means to succeed. It means to be profitable. To have good success, it means to be wise, and it means to be to prosper. It means to be wise, and it means to prosper. How to make your way prosperous and have a good success. I want to advance and I want to be wise. I want to advance. I want to prosper. I want to make progress. I want to succeed in life. Well, what does God say that we have to do in order for us to succeed in life? Number one, we got to speak the word. He says, don't let this book of the law, the word of God, depart out of your mouth. In other words, we ought to always be speaking the word of God. The word of God should always be coming out of our mouth. Number two, not only should we speak the word of God, but number two, we should think the word of God. We should think the word of God. We need to be thinking about the word of God. We need to be thinking on the word of God. Turn back to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. We need to speak the word of God. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That word meditate, it means to mutter it off of your mouth, out of your mouth. It means to ponder it in your mind. It means to speak on it. It means to murmur. It means to ponder, to think something over thoroughly. So we need to think the word of God. And then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. We need to think the word of God. We need to speak the word of God to make our way prosperous and have good success. We need to think the word of God. Sometimes we have too much foolishness on our minds. Well, that's not going to cause us to prosper. That's not going to cause us to have good success. No, the one scripture says, as a man thinketh in his mind, so is he. So if we're thinking a lot of garbage in our minds, we're garbage. If we're thinking lack and sickness and disease and poverty, we got it. That's who we are. The scripture clearly says, as a man thinketh in his mind, so is he. Look at Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23, and let's read verse 7. For as he thinketh, as a man or woman thinketh in his heart, not talking about the heart that pumps blood throughout your body, he's talking about the mind. For as a man or woman thinketh in his mind, so is he. That's who you are. If you think garbage, you're garbage. If you think lack, you're going to suffer lack. If you think sickness and disease, you're going to be unhealthy. you're going to be sick. That's why we got to think the word of God. Scripture says in Isaiah 53, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's what we need to think. We need to think we are healed. We are well. And we need to murmur, medicate, and mutter that off our mouth. We need to ponder on that and think on that thoroughly. And that's what we will be. We will be healed. As a man thinketh in his mind, so is he. Think the word of God. We got to think the word of God to make our way prosperous and to have good success. Look at Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. Let's read verses 1 through 3. Blessed are how happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the godly. An ungodly person can't give us any counsel. We should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly, the heathens, what can they tell us? Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, the word of God. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. We need to meditate. We need to think the word of God. When? Day and night. What will happen when we think the word of God, when we meditate on the word of God day and night? What will happen? Look at verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Favorable results. You're going to bring forth favorable results are going to manifest in your life. They're going to appear. They're going to show up in your life when you meditate on the word of God day and night. When you think the word of God day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You'll have the Midas touch. Whatever you touch will turn to gold. Remember that song years ago? He got the Midas touch. Everything he touched turns to gold. Yeah, in other words, you're going to prosper. You're going to have success when you first speak the word of God, and secondly, when you think the word of God. And you do this day and night, day and night. Speak the word, day and night. Think the word, and you shall be like a tree that's planted by rivers of water. That's a healthy-looking tree. That's a healthy-looking person, a healthy-looking man and or woman. You're going to appear, you're going to look healthy. You're going to look good. There's going to be a glow about you, vibrance. You're going to be full of vigor. Full of life. Why? Because you're speaking the word day and night, and you're thinking the word day and night. Doing this will make your way prosperous, and you'll have good success. Look at Isaiah chapter 26. And let's read verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, shalom. That's a whole life prosperity, the abundant life, peace of mind, wealth, and health. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace. Who? Those whose mind is stayed on thee. You're thinking the word of God. Your mind is stayed on Jesus, and he is the word of God. The word of God and Jesus are the same. You can't separate them. They are the same. And when your mind is stayed on him, the scripture says, he'll keep you in perfect peace. That word peace there means is shalom in Hebrew, and it means whole life prosperity, healthy, wealthy, successful, abundance, peace, and joy in every area of your life. You'll be living large if you keep your mind stayed on the word of God, because he trusted in thee. Thou wilt keep him, any person, in perfect peace, whose mind, who thinks on the word of God, because this trusting in God. How to make your way prosperous and have good success. Number one, speak the word of God. Number two, think the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Mutter it off of your mouth. Ponder it in your mind. Think it over thoroughly. Thoroughly run the word of God through your mind. And you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. And number three, my final point, observe the word of God. Observe the word to do the word. You don't only look at the word of God just to be reading it like you're reading some novel, but no, you're observing the word of God in order to what? To do it, in order to know what to do. So the third and final point is we must observe the word of God to what? To do it. Don't only be hearers of the word, but we should be what? Doers of the word. And when we do this, we'll make our way prosperous and we'll have good success. Look at Job chapter 36. We need to observe the word to what? To do it. We're looking at this word. We're studying this word. We're reading this word. We're putting this word in our eyes. We're keeping it in our mouth. We're thinking on this word in order to what? To do it. Observe the word to
Amen.
Do the word.
Amen.
Job chapter 36:11 says, if they obey and serve him, and serve God, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Right here, God says, if you obey, if you observe his word and do what he's telling you to do in this word, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, if you do this, you'll spend your days in prosperity.
Yes.
And your years in pleasures. Oh, glory to God. God not only wants you to have a lot of prosperity, but he wants you to have a good time. He wants you to enjoy. He wants you to enjoy good health. He wants you to enjoy good friends. He wants you to enjoy money and a lot of it. He wants you to enjoy your houses, your cars, your cash, your crib. He wants you to enjoy these things. He wants you to enjoy. Not only does he want you to have a lot of it, but he wants you to enjoy it. He wants you to have pleasure and enjoy it. How to make your way prosperous and have good success. Number one, speak the word. Number two, think the word. And number
Thank
three,
you.
Observe the word to do
mm-hmm.
the word.
Mm-hmm.
If you obey and serve him, you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years and pleasures. Look at John chapter 14. How to make your way prosperous and have good success. John chapter 14 and verse 21. You know, you have so many folks out there fighting the prosperity message where,
you, yep.
where and you see God here speaking, telling us how to get it.
Yeah.
He's telling us how to get it. And you got so many people fighting those who are teaching and preaching the prosperity message when God is telling us how to get it. There's something wrong with that picture.
Sure
now
is.
Somebody's wrong. Somebody's wrong. And somebody's right. I say God is right, and those who are teaching and preaching that garbage is wrong. Those who are teaching and preaching against prosperity, they're wrong. They're wrong, and they're teaching and kicking against the prick. They're coming against what God wants us to have. God
yes.
is showing us how to possess things. He said, I've come that you may, John 10:10. He said, the thief, which is the devil, cometh nothing but to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That means to the overflow. So those who are teaching and preaching against the prosperity message are being used by the thief. They're being used by the devil to steal prosperity from the children of God. The devil don't want you to have it. The devil don't want you enjoying life. The devil don't want you living good, smelling good, feeling good, driving good. The devil don't want you having a good life. He comes to steal that from you. And so all of those who are teaching against the prosperity teachers and the prosperity preachers, all those who are teaching against the prosperity message, you're being used by the thief. And the thief is the devil. Jesus said, he said this about the Pharisees, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Jesus said this. He said, "You hypocrites, you vipers." Jesus said, "You don't allow others to." He said, "You don't go in, and you're stopping others from getting in." Oh, glory to God! That's what Jesus said. He said, "You don't enter in, and you're trying to stop and hinder others from entering in into the kingdom of God." Hallelujah. God wants you and I to have an abundant life. He wants us to be prosperous and have good success. And he tells us how in Joshua 1:8. If you speak the word, and if you think the word day and night, and if you observe to do the word, you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. Look at John chapter 14 and verse 21. Jesus says, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them," and keepeth them, that means you do them, "he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and we will manifest ourselves to him. We will manifest, and will manifest myself to him." So here Jesus is. He said, "He that hath my commandments," he says, "and what? And keepeth them, and do them, and do them. He it is that loveth me," Jesus said, "and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Jesus said, "I'll manifest myself to you if you obey me." If you obey me. And when Jesus manifests himself to you, he's bringing all his abundance, his health, and his wealth with him. He says, "Because that's what I've come to do." Oh, glory to God. Jesus, "I've come that you may have what? Life, and have it more abundantly." So if he manifests himself to you, he's bringing all his abundance, his health, and his wealth with him. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Observe to do the word of God. You're not going to be sick. You're not going to be sickly, and you're not going to die before you're satisfied with long life. And God did say that he satisfies us with long life. He did say that man's days shall be 120 years in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3. And so he wants this to be manifested in your life. He's bringing all this. You're going to live long and strong and healthy and wealthy by observing and doing the word of God. To keep his word means to maintain it. It means to fulfill it. In other words, it means to do it, to maintain his word, to fulfill his word, to do his word. To observe means to retain. It means to memorize. So we shouldn't just memorize and retain the word of God just to show people we know a lot of scripture. No, we need to retain it. We need to memorize it so that we can do it, so that we can fulfill what it's saying. Oh, glory to God. And when we do that, Jesus said he'll manifest himself to you, bringing all his glory, his health, his wealth, and his prosperity. He'll manifest it in your life. He'll reveal it in your life. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28. How to make your way prosperous and have good success. Observe the word to do it. Observe the word to do it. Not to just try to show off. Not to try to show off and show people how much scripture you know. Not to try to twist the scripture and compete against people. No, the scripture, observing the scripture, we should be observing the scripture to retain it, to memorize it, in order to do it. Glory to God. And if we're going to speak it to others, we're trying to help others. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 17. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. "And it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, to observe, underline that, and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. God can take a whole nation and elevate it over other nations if that nation will just observe God's word and do it. God will take a family and elevate that family above all the other families of the earth if that family will observe God's word to do it. God will take a ministry. God will take a radio station. He'll take a church. He'll take a business. He'll take a ministry, and he'll elevate that business. He'll elevate that church. He'll elevate that radio station. He'll elevate that ministry. He'll elevate that family above all the other nations and families and businesses and churches and ministries. He'll elevate you if you observe his word to do it. Oh, glory to God. He says, I command thee this day that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Why? And what do you have to do? Observe and do his commandments. Observe and do all his commandments. Observe and do all his word. And number two says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. They'll chase you down, and they will overtake you. Oh, glory to God. I want blessings, the blessings of God chasing me down and overtaking me. And that is what will happen if we observe God's word and do it. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Verse 3 says, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field, the country. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, your children, and the fruit of thy ground, your crops, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy storehouse, your food. Blessed shall be, thou shalt be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. You'll be blessed wherever you go. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. God says, I'll take care of your enemies. I'll beat your enemies down. I'll smite them. I'll defeat them right in your right before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Then your enemy will come at you one way and flee from you in seven different directions. That's when you observe God's word to do it. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hands unto to do. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God. Do what he tells us to do in his word, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Oh, glory to God. Don't mess with that child of God. Don't mess with that child of God. He observes, she observes the word, and she does it. Don't mess with them. When you mess with them, God will come against you. Oh, glory to God. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. You're going to be very prosperous, living an abundant life. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Oh, glory to God. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And the Lord shall lend unto many nations, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, will lend and not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head first. In other words, God will make you first, the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. When you observe to do the word of God, God will bless you in all these ways. He will bless you and make you the head. He'll make you first and not last. He'll elevate you and cause you to live an abundant, prosperous, and a life full of good success. How to make your way prosperous and have good success? Speak the word, and speak the word only. When you speak the word, you're not going to have time enough to gossip about other people. You're not going to have enough time to be lying and scandalizing and trying to bring other people down. Speak the word and speak the word only. You'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. And think the word. Think the word. Ponder it in your mind and mutter it in your mouth. Think the word day and night. And number three, observe to the word to do it. Observe the word to do it. If you obey and serve him, you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasures. Oh, glory to God. How to make your way prosperous and have good success. And I tell you that if you stick to this, you'll make your way prosperous. If you stick to the word. There's a fish. I don't know if I told you all this story before, but Apostle, you mind if I tell you this story again?
Go right ahead.
There's a fish called the remorse fish. And this remorse fish is sometimes called the sucker fish. The sucker fish. Now, it's a little fish, and sometimes people put these little fishes, these sucker fish, in their fish bowls to keep their fish bowls clean. But they're little fish, and they swim well. They're little fish. But they're very vulnerable, Apostle. They're vulnerable to the other larger creatures that are in the ocean, that are in the sea. Now, this sucker fish is a smart fish. They take on that saying, the work hard, work smart and not hard. That's what they take on. The suckerfish takes on that saying, work smart and not hard. Why do I say that? Because these suckerfishes, for example, they will see a shark, say a killer shark. Now, a killer shark is a big fish, a powerful fish. It's a powerful fish, and you're not going to see other ocean creatures running up on a killer shark. No, they're not going to do that because these killer sharks are killers, and they're powerful, and they're powerful swimmers, and they got a lot of sharp teeth. And I tell you, they're very dangerous. They're powerful sea creatures. Now, these little sucker fishes, these remorses, they will go and attach themselves to a powerful killer shark. And as they'll stick themselves, they'll suck themselves, connect themselves to a killer shark. A killer shark has the power. And once they suck on and attach themselves to that killer shark, the food that the killer shark eats, the food that falls out of that shark's mouth, guess who gets some of that food? The suckerfish gets that food. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
The suckerfish attaches itself to the shark, and when the shark eats, guess who else eats? The suckerfish eats too, because the food that falls from the fish of the shark's mouth, that suckerfish, it eats it. Not only does the suckerfish get food to eat by staying stuck connected to that shark, the suckerfish also gets protection.
Yeah.
They get protection because how many creatures do you know that are going to run up on a shark? There's not any creatures that are going to run up on a killer shark. So not only does that suckerfish, by being connected to that killer shark, not only does that suckerfish get food, but they get what? Protection. And not only do they get protection, they get transportation. Those killer sharks are some good swimmers, Apostle. And they will give that suckerfish transportation to where they need to go for their food, for their protection, as long as that suckerfish is connected to that powerful killer shark. Well, that's what the way it is with you and I. If we stay connected to what God says in his word, if we stay connected to the powerful word of God, the powerful word of God will give us the food we need to eat. The powerful word of God will give us the protection that we need. The powerful word of God will take us where we need to go. Stay connected. Just like that Remar's fish, stay connected. Speak the word. Think the word. And observe to do the word. And God will take you where you need to go. You'll make your way prosperous, and you'll have good success. And that's what God wanted me to share with you tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the living God. We've heard from the great apostle. Pastor, go ahead.
Ah, yeah, praise God. I received that one. I received that. I receive what I receive in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
Good, good, good. Well, praise God. I'm glad that we're back on the air and doing this and once again. And, you know, I miss the time we've been off the air. It's a blessing to be able to come on and be able to minister to whoever's listening out there all over the world. And I looked up Dr. Hunter right now, Lord, for his health and for his prosperity, for having this show and allowing us to be able to come on and give a word to everybody, that you keep him prosperous in this mission here for what we're doing on the radio show. And for all the other ministers who are listening right now, I just lift them all up to you, Lord, that you be with them. You know, praise God. God's been doing a lot of things here in my life here lately. I was on a little while ago. I talked about I'm getting a. I just opened up a travel agency, and I hope I'm going to use it for the ministry for anybody.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. And anybody who wants to take their church or whatever else on a cruise. I'm opening up for all that to go to Israel or whatever else, you know, whatever your needs are for traveling. I'm going to be, I just finished up my website today. So I'll be doing a little bit more with that. And as time goes on, and it's a whole new venture, you know. I mean, I've done a lot of construction work. I've done a lot of different things that, over the years, and so it's a whole new venture, and I tell you what, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to start something new, to learn something. God put something in your hands or into your life, I'm going to say right now, in order to prosper in it, you just got to believe in yourself, and you got to believe in the Word of God. And you got to continue to believe. You got to continue to work and believe that whatever God has put into your hands, He will prosper you in that. So praise God. You know, it's amazing what God's been doing. You know, I've been ministering. I put a thing on Facebook the other week or so, and man, I'll tell you what, I just got hammered big time on that. And it's all the truth, you know, and it's. And a lot of the things what we get into here in a minute, like Apostle just got talking about, you know, those who are speaking against the prosperity. God wants us to prosper and everything, but you know, we can lose that prosperity by stepping out of God's will. We can, you know, and taking things out of His hands and doing things on our own what we pray for, we ask God for. We ask God for a wife or a husband or whatever else, you know. But then we run head on forward and into something that we end up repenting for because we got ahead of the Lord. And we need to stay connected, like the apostle says. We need to be stay connected to God because He has somebody for you. There's no two ways about it. Because he even sat there and right in Genesis, he sat there and he says, it's not good for man to be alone. So he created a woman. But, you know, through all of this, you know, but let's go right here where I was going to get into in the beginning. And that was Solomon. He lost everything. But Solomon was given wisdom beyond any measure. And he was given everything and anything, and all the riches, the richest men, and everything that was beyond anything. That anything anybody's ever had, even up to today. I mean, you take all the billionaires and that we have today is not even comparable to what Solomon had, even for the wisdom and everything else. You know, but as wise as he was, he became foolish. Because even as he continued, he went against God's will. He went against God's law. Because when he started taking on other wives and concubines and so on and so forth, he started taking on their gods and bringing them in. And God sat there and he says, I'm your God. You have no other God before me. Solomon knew this. He knew that right from being with David. The son of David, he knew. And yet, as he went on, he became so to the point, I believe he came to a point in his life where, not say he didn't need the Lord, but he stepped out of God's will. He stepped out of God's glory. He stepped out of everything else. And he started taking on all these other gods. And we're seeing this today. We're seeing this. I've been ministering and I've been listening to people and listening to them and they're worshiping a fire god. They're worshiping a monkey god. They're worshiping this god and this one to bring prosperity. And they're worshiping this one fertility and they're worshiping this other god because they said all these other gods they're all gods. You know, so if we they line them up so that it goes into that even right up to they say that Jesus is the Lord, but yet they entertain all these other spirits, all these other gods, and that's kind of what Solomon did. Until the point was where God sat there and said he had enough, and he destroyed his kingdom. He scattered his kingdom. He was so mad at Solomon that he destroyed his kingdom. And destroyed his wealth, and destroyed his land, and everything else, except for the fact he said to him, he said, if it wasn't for your father David, you would have nothing. But through David, he saved one. And out of that was a line, out of that was a bloodline of Jesus. Many people today, and this is where I caught a lot of flack on when I posted this here on Facebook. Many people today believe that there's other gods other than Jesus. And yet I know for a fact that some of these people, they were raised in the church. They've been looking at Jesus. They've Jesus. And yet now all these other gods are starting to come into their lives. You know, I was just reading this there in the Bible earlier today, and I was going, well, what am I going to be talking about? And it took me into Matthew 24. And in the Matthew 24, it also says there, and it says, for those that there, and it says that in the end times, it will say that Jesus is here, and Jesus is there. It says, don't run after him. There's many people out there who are doing many different things. They're doing things that they will seem to be godly, but they're far from godly, because they're entertaining all these other spirits. And God sat there and he says he will give them power. And that power is because the lack of what you sit there and receive in yourself, that what you believed in, that Jesus is the Lord thy God, but yet when you sit there and start entertaining these other spirits, you lose that prosperity because you have given that authority, just as Adam gave the authority that God gave him in the beginning in the Garden of Eden, that he lost. He lost everything. There was Jesus who had to come and restore, and what he came to restore was the spoken word of creation back into the world. And so there would be no longer a blood sacrifice, that he was the ultimate sacrifice. And that being an ultimate sacrifice, that means that we should be studying the word of God and knowing that Jesus is the Lord, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And we should not be entertaining these other spirits, nor should we be following after these people who are entertaining these spirits, because they're seeing things that are manifesting. But you know, God said there, and he says in the end times, he'll be given the Antichrist, he'll be given these other people the same spirit, they'll be able to do the same things. Out of that, it'll be out of confusion. Because if they're not doing it in the name of Jesus, then who are they doing it in? If they're not sit there walking with Christ, then who are they walking with? If they're not praying to the Lord thy God in heaven in the name of Jesus, then what God are they praying to? Fallen spirits. These who are fallen, they will come, even as God said there, and he says, even the devil will come like as the light of day. These falling spirits are coming, and they have really no power whatsoever other than what you give them. The prosperity of God, of Jesus, what he has spoken, he says, this is true. That the prosperity is when it doesn't come when we think it ought to come. Because God, Jesus sits there and says, wait for it, for it will surely come. For whatever you ask of my Father in my name, it will be given unto you. But it's in good season. That good season is in his timing. It's not in my time. It's not in your time. It's not when we think it ought to be, nor is it anything else. And then people start to get weary, and they start to faint, and they start to lose hope. They start to lose everything else, and they start seeking these other spirits, these other gods, other venues, other ways, other means to sit there and to satisfy what they want, instead of sit there and saying, thank you, Lord. Because when we come with a reverence heart, and we come with a grateful heart, God is more joyful in being with us and talking with us and surrendering his will onto us as we have surrendered ourselves unto him and wait for him. And we can't have that because we can lose. Well, I'm saying what we can't have. We can't have doubt. We can't have all these other things coming into our lives and start accepting those things and truly try to prosper, because it won't work. Because we have to be steadfast. We have to be faithful. We have to be steadfast in the Word of God. We have to be steadfast in our walk with the Lord. We have to be steadfast in everything that we do. We can't sway to the left, to the right, but we'll go forward and look straight ahead. And when these other things come against us, he said there will be false prophets. There will be those who are coming, and he says, in my name, and they're not of me. And yet many are following these. And in the midst of that, they're losing sight of what God had promised them because they were losing hope. I'm telling you right now, now, I've been going through a lot of struggles. I've been going through a lot of things, and I've been going through a lot of stuff here lately because I've tried to stay steadfast with the Lord and walk and preach and everything else and preaching to the word of the Lord and saying the things that I've been saying. Even my brother came against me. He even sat there and says, you know, he says, I don't think Facebook was for you to use it as your pulpit. He says, you need to stop doing that. It kind of like stuck a knife in me. But he's the same man that when he had to have a liver transplant, his wife called up and sat there and said, you need to pray to God and ask God to save your brother. And so I got a prayer line going, and I had hundreds of people all over the world praying for my brother. And in retrospect, I could not pray for my brother that the Lord would kill another man so my brother could live. But what I prayed for was for his salvation. And yet God, in his mercy and his grace, sit there and gave my brother a liver. Yet he came against me the other day and talking to me and sat there and said, should not use the pulpit to preach the word of God, because I was coming against the very things that he and his wife, because they don't really believe in Jesus. She's Jewish, and they're liberals, and they're everything else, and they really don't want to hear the spoken word. They don't want to hear this stuff, and there's a lot of people out there. But I sat there and I told him, I said, no, I said, I will not stop. Not for you, not for my neighbor. I don't care who it is. I will not stop talking about Jesus, nor will I stop preaching the word of God, nor will I stop giving a word or a message that needs to be taken and to go forth with it. Because the salvation, that if God put you into my heart and I'm praying for you, if God put a word in my lips to sit there and speak to you, that is a word that has to be spoken to sit there to be able to generate in that person life. To be able to sit there and know that I could go before God in the end and sit there and say, Lord, I've done all I can do. Whether they want to receive you at that point or not, that's not here for you to understand or know or anything else, because you did your part. You went forth and you spoke the word. You spoke something into their lives. You spoke something into their lives that they needed to hear. Whether they rejected it or not, or whether they sit there and came against you, it doesn't matter, because at some point, God is going to answer your prayer for that salvation for that person, whether you see it or not. Here on earth, you will see it in heaven. The prosperity of God, that he will use us. He will use us to break the curses, to break the strongholds in people's lives. To be able to sit there and be able to look at somebody and sit there and tell them the truth. The word of God. And God will let you be brazen about it. Don't fear that because you're going to speak something into somebody's life, and you're going to speak a word to somebody and say, well, I really don't want to hurt their feelings. Jesus had no problem hurting people's feelings because he was direct, he was right, and he was straightforward with them. But he let them know. He still loved them. The worst thing you could do is deny yourself that opportunity to speak to somebody because there's no love in you. If you sit there and want to speak, if you refuse to speak a word that God has given you to speak into somebody's life, to bring correction, to bring honor, to bring whatever it is, there's no love in you if you do not do what God has asked you to do. It's not our harvest as it is a seed that we planted. Maybe it's just somebody who needed to water. You came to water it. Maybe you came to cultivate it. Maybe you came something, did something else because somebody else has come before and somebody else again and again and again. And what you do for another man's brother, somebody will do for your brother. That's the will of God. That's also the prosperity of God. That's also what God has called us to do and called us to be the light in the darkness. And we're seeing this world getting darker and darker, and we're seeing a lot of those who call themselves Christians, those who sit there and say they know the word of God, and yet they seek other gods because they have fallen short to the fact that their lust for life, for the things of the world, and not the things of God. And that's what I'm saying, the things of God. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to have fine house. He wants you to have good clothes. He wants you to have all these things. But he wants you to have them. But also, he wants you to walk in his commandments and his grace. He wants you to walk in that what he has called you to walk in. He wants you to be everything that he's asked you to be. He's strengthened you, encouraged you. He has spoken to you in many ways. You know, even tonight, we're sitting there and I'm listening to the apostle talk about the prosperity of God. And yes, he is he wants us to prosper in everything. And like I said, you know, sometimes he shuts everything down. And maybe he took away your business. He took away your job. Maybe he took away everything else that was coming against you and him. Maybe he sits there and wanted to level the playing field to show you a better way, a new life, a new beginning. Every New Year's, we sit there and we look at it and we have a new resolution. We sit there and say, we're going to do things new. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this. You know, sometimes it's a new life. Well, I'm going to start all over. Well, God gives you a new beginning every day. But also sometimes he takes everything away. Because he has something new, something better, something bigger, something brighter. Don't be afraid of that challenge. Don't be afraid to step out. Sometimes we got to let go of yesterday. Sometimes we got to let go of the strongholds that is holding us back. The security of knowing we had the job for 10 years or 15 years and you want to strike out into something different and to learn to educate yourself. Because, you know, the more we learn, the more we educate ourselves, the more we prosper. We not just prosper financially, we prosper in our spirit. We prosper in our health. We prosper in our youth. I don't care if you're 80. As long as you're learning, as long as you're continue to work, and as long as you continue to learn and wanting knowledge and to understand, and you're continuing, you will gain your youth.
Amen.
God will sit there and reverse your aging process. He will reverse everything in your life. He'll bring yesterday. He will cast it away, and he will give you a new life. That doesn't matter. It does not matter if you're 20 or if you're 80 or if you're 120.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. God will bring a new life. And it's time where you listen and you be able to receive it and to accept it and to be able to walk in it. But we can't do it holding on to yesterday. We can't do it holding on to that so-called paycheck that we've gotten. Or living day to day by a paycheck and not sit there and realize that your prosper, your promises are just ahead of you. All we got to do is step out in faith and believe, grab a hold of it, and walk with it. You know?
Amen.
But like I said, we cannot do this when we're seeking other gods to fulfill the promise of God. We have to look at God. We have to stay steadfast in his word. We have to stay steadfast in his promise, and we have to realize there is only one true God, one Father, one Son, and one Holy Spirit. The rest we have to put away. We have to put it aside, and you have to decide today, and whom shall I serve? Whom am I going to serve? Am I going to serve these gods of the world, these spirits of the world, or are we going to serve the supernatural, the one and only, the holy true God in heaven?
Amen.
This is something you're going to have to decide right here today. You're going to have to decide right now in who you're going to serve. Because God's not playing. God doesn't play. He will allow you to do things, but once you hear the word, there's no more playing. There's no more winking. There's no more laying it aside because you've been told, you've been heard, you understand, and you know. And from that day forward, you have to either decide you're going to walk in the commandments of the Lord or you're going to kick them to the side and you're going to follow these false gods that are going to take you to the pit of hell. There's no other alternative. It's one way or the other. So today, you're going to have to decide into whom you're going to serve. That's my message for tonight, guys.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Does anybody have anything else they want to say? I got a person coming on. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Willie. This is Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How y'all doing tonight?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
I see you got a praise report.
I got a praise report?
Yeah, I saw it on the Facebook.
Oh, yeah, me and my son and my granddaughter, we went to church last Sunday, and he had, you know, he had got let some enemies get in his ear and turn deaf ear to Jesus a while back. So we was at church Sunday. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. The devil is a lie. Yeah, they can't. Everybody will bow and confess. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I tell you, it's a blessing to know that God is still in the business of healing.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Amen. I remember one minister tonight talked about from Joshua chapter 8 about three things you have to do to stay in the good favor of God. You got to keep your eyes on the word. You got to put the word, your face before the word, and you got to exercise it. And that's just blessing the soul. And the other preacher come along and talk about God is going to do what God don't want done. A lot of you just making a mistake. What God is getting ready to do for us, he's already done it for us through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to share
Hallelujah.
With us?
Hallelujah.
Rhonda?
No, sir. No, sir. No, I was just invited. Glad you're back on the line. I just got a text that you was on here
yeah.
tonight, and I told my pastor, one of my spiritual mothers, so she should be joining us on here. I thought it started at 8:30. Seemed like y'all been on here a while.
Yes, ma'am. I did that because I already had some people on there. But I know some words you got to say.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't have nothing to say.
You can't tell the devil to go to hell?
Oh, he already under my feet. He know he's already in hell. Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Amen to that. Well, I just want to, because I know that the time is somewhere, the family, the F-A-M-I-L-E-Y, the family of God. Not the foolish of God, but the family of God. Let's come
mm-hmm.
together and do what God has said to be done. And as one pastor saying, well, I'm just not, you know, I want to say something that might hurt your feet. Got to tell the word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Amen. Sister, Reverend A. Royal Prince, are you online with us? Amen. Well, I know this much. I want to thank God tonight for everybody that was on the line tonight. But I had to get that in and put it back on the air. See, because that's going around the world.
Yeah.
Amen.
Somebody's getting blessed tonight. And I will say this to you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you in his name. And he said, whatever we want, whatever we need, pray. And ask him. But you also said to add your name to it. And we add our name to it, Jesus Christ. But we believe what your word says. We know that we have this is the confidence that we have. The confidence is that we know that because he has confidence in him, because we know he has heard our prayers. We do what he say do. We've done his bidding for us. And because the confidence that we have, and we know you're going to hear our prayers. It may not seem we want it, but we know you're going to hear our prayer. And the good report I got is what the person that got here up here. And just blessed me tonight. It blessed me tonight just knowing that. Had to bring that to live radio and let it be known to the devil. He done but a lie. You know all of us. So we just got to come together in America, Father. Israel, we pray for Israel. For what's being Israel, we have to pray for Israel, have to pray for New Jerusalem. And I want the president to stop, all presidents, stop trying to put Israel in a place that God has said. Because you go to Zechariah 2:8, you're going to find what God said. He's counting, take the measure. He said, this is the New Jerusalem. Because that's the home base for us. And we just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I love you, I adore you, I magnify your name. I thank you for everything, for the food stuff you've given us, for the wisdom you give us, for the knowledge you give us, for the understanding that you've given us. And then, Father, we just want to say hallelujah, 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 as we praise you and love you and adore you. And I'm asking that you clean up, that they would just come to clean vessels. Let them be a God-given vessel. Let those who are on the drugs, those the whole those the homosexuality, those lesbians, let them come out of darkness to the marvelous light. And while we are, as men and women of God, we'll turn the light on, that they can see the truth of what they're doing. But Father, I want to thank you tonight for all of my brothers who are on radio station with us tonight. And for that, we said, praise you, praise you, praise you. And we just love you, we adore you, and magnify you. And then, Father, just kiss yourself for us. Kiss yourself for us, Father. We just go right in the water, suck out Ezekiel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being on there. I'll talk with y'all later, okay?
Amen.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.